Some have a basic understanding of the flour milling process. Some have absolutely no idea how wheat from a farm ends up as a flour destined for a baker's oven. Regardless of their experience, farmers and State Wheat Commission staffers who gathered in Manhattan, Kansas this week shared a common destiny. "Everybody is going to learn something," said John Teeley, who led the three-day flour milling course presented by the IGP Institute and Kansas State University. "From those who have experience with wheat and flour to those who have never stepped foot in a flour mill, the course is designed as a thorough look at the action of turning wheat into flour, step by step and step by step." Conducted at IGP and the KSU campus, the December 13th to the 15th training considered a deep dive into flour milling as a condensed short course specifically built for producers who sit on boards of state wheat organizations, as well as people who work for those organizations. Representatives from Idaho, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Oregon were involved in the course. U.S. Wheat Associates staffer Peter Lauterman and Ralph Lose also took part. "It is kind of amazing when you come to know what you didn't know," Martin Kirshen, a wheat farmer, a Kansas wheat commissioner, and one of the students in the IGP KSU flour milling class said. "It's clear how important details are when taking our wheat and turning it into something bakeries and consumers on the other side of the world really want and appreciate." The course included classroom trainings on wheat quality, global competition facing U.S. farmers, wheat cleaning and conditioning, and an overview of the mechanics of wheat milling. Participants also milled wheat during a hands-on laboratory workshop and later toured the KSU Hal Ross flour mill. U.S. Wheat Vice President of Global Technical Services Mark Fowler, an experienced flour milling instructor, also gave a presentation on the role quality plays in the global wheat market. U.S. Wheat finds a lot of value in these IGP KSU courses because it provides producers and others we work with in the wheat industry insight into the relationship between wheat quality and flour performance, Fowler said. It gives growers a whole new perspective on what international customers look for in quality flour. With Kansas Wheat, this is Mary Marsh.